You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is David, and today in our studio we have Marie-Claude Bibeau, who is running in the Compton-Stanstead riding for the Liberal Party. Good day, Madame Bibeau.
Good day.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
All right. Are you new to politics, or?
Yes, I am. It's my first campaign.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. And how are you enjoying it?
A lot, actually. Compton-Stanstead is a big riding, but it's very interesting. Actually, it's about 5,000 square kilometers.
Wow.
So it includes Rock Forest, Saint-Élie, Deauville, Bromptonville, Lennoxville, and then all the, how do you say, la MRC de Coaticook.
Yes, yes.
And la MRC du Haut-Saint-François.
Wow.
A part of la MRC de Mamfré-Magog. So it's a very big riding. So it goes from Stanstead to Weedon, including La Patrie, Chartierville, Dixville, Coaticook, and so on.
So that's why I see your posters everywhere I go.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it was your first political campaign. Must be pretty exciting, though.
Yes, it is, very. And as I said, it's a big riding, so we have urban issues, rural agricultural issues. The townshippers talk to me also about the English-speaking community preoccupation, so it's very interesting to go all around the riding.
You're right. There's a lot of depth to the riding. It covers a lot of different things, it's true.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
A lot of concerns, so a lot of things that you have to wrap your head around and get ready
in
for.
In a short period.
Yeah. What's your background?
Actually, I started my career working for the Canadian International Development Agency in Ottawa. I was born here in Sherbrooke. I studied at the University of Sherbrooke in economics first, and then environmental management.
Hmm.
So the 10 first years of my career were for working in the international development and specifically in the environmental projects. And I would say more specifically in waste management project in the biggest cities in developing countries. So I lived in Benin in Africa, and I also in Benin, I was there for a year, and in Morocco for 4 months. So I traveled a lot. I lived in Ottawa and Montreal. So that was my first life, my first professional life, I should say. Yeah. And then when I had my son, he's 16 today, we decided to come back here in the region, in the townships, and we bought Le Camping de Compton. So I'm the owner of Le Camping de Compton for 16 years already.
Oh,
so I switched from the international development to the tourism sector.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so I was working for Cité des Rivières in the same time and at the beginning. And then I quit to really take care of my own business for 5 years, more or less. And after that, the camping was going well, and I decided to come back to, how should I say, to my professional career above the campground. And I'm the Director General of the Sherbrooke Museum of Nature and Science for 7 years already.
Wow. Yes. You're busy.
Yes, I am. I like it.
I can see that. Yeah. We're talking with Marie-Claude Bibeau, who's running in the Stanstead Compton riding and a Liberal.
Yes.
What are some of the issues that you find that intrigue you about this riding?
Well, as I told you a bit earlier, it's very different depending if you're talking to people in Rock Forest, in Coaticook, or in East Angus or Stanstead. So it's very different. Actually, I decided to make my first commitment, my first political commitment in Coaticook, talking about the supply management, because the milk industry is very important in the region.
Mm-hmm.
And when we think about the Trans-Pacific trade that is being negotiated right now, it's a very big concern for the agricultural community. So everybody is telling, all the parties are telling that we're gonna support and protect supply management, but we really have to do so. And we have to work in collaboration and in a transparent, in a way
transparency.
That, Yes, and transparency and collaboration with the representatives of the of the producers. So I made my commitment to work really as a team with them and keep them informed of what's going on and do everything it's needed to protect the supply management. And actually, Justin Trudeau, in his answer to Philippe Couillard, he really wrote it down that we're going to protect supply management. This is one big issue.
What does supply management mean? I have to admit that I'm not really sure.
Well, actually, it's a way how should I say? It concerns milk, la volaille, les œufs, eggs, and poultry.
Poultry, yes.
And we talk about it in the region, more specifically concerning milk. So it's a way to balance the offer and the demand. And it's instead of giving subsidies to the producers to mm-hmm. help them, like they do in the United States, for example, mm-hmm. here, the way we do it, it's by regulation. So the producers have to buy quotas?
Quotas? Yes. Yeah.
So the producers need to have, they must have, how did you
quota.
Say? Quota. Yeah. The producers must have that, must buy that, to be allowed to produce milk and to sell milk to the Federation.
Oh.
So the Federation makes sure that the demand and the offer...
Supply and demand.
Yes. So it's that it will be okay. So it's a way to assure the producer that they will sell the milk. It's a way to control the price. And it's a way for us, for the consumers, to know that we have a good quality product. Mm-hmm. That we can, la traçabilité, how do you say in English? La traçabilité. So the way we can find out where the milk come from.
Oh yeah, traceability.
Traceability, thank you.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing for the consumers also, not only for the producers. But it's a big issue with the Trans-Pacific trade, mm-hmm. actually. It's
yes.
Free trade negotiation with the United States and Australia and many other countries from the west side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big concern for the producers that Canada might, you know, just open the frontiers to U.S. milk, for example.
Oh.
So that would be a real disaster for our farms here.
Oh, now I understand.
Good.
Yeah. Well, thank you for clearing that up, because when you mentioned it, I didn't know what you were talking about, to tell you the truth.
Well, actually, when we go around in the Quetico region, believe me, they know. But as I told you, the issues are very different when you speak to people here in Lennoxville, in the Rock Forest, in Quetico, or, you know, it's very different.
So what are some of the differences, like, for instance, in Lennoxville, what are some of the things that you think are important here that people are concerned about?
Well, I had the opportunity to meet with the Townshippers Association recently.
Yes.
And I have to admit that I learned a lot, and I was quite surprised of the situation of this the Anglophone minority in the region, and maybe more specifically in the, I would say, Stansted region or next to the border.
Mm-hmm.
Because, to be honest, the English people I know, they live here in Lennoxville, for example.
Yes.
And we have more or less the same way of living. And I realized that, in fact, the minority that lives a bit further from the city,
yes,
they don't have, how should I say? It might maybe more difficult for some of them to access to services, to get services,
yes,
in English. So to me, it was obvious that we could have French and English services everywhere in the area, you know, and I have to admit that it was quite a surprise for me, and I think it's not acceptable. I want the English people be treated as good as I want to be treated when I travel anywhere in Canada.
Well
so,
said. Very well said.
So I think, and the way I like to work with the museum, for example, or with the campground, it's really to work in partnerships. So since I met with the townshippers, I realized that I'm just thinking about how could we build partnerships between, you know, different organizations and, you know, get people working together.
Yeah, we're talking to Madame Marie-Claire, Marie-Claude Bibeau, excuse me, Marie-Claude Bibeau of the Liberal Party, running in the Stansted-Compton riding for the election that's coming up pretty darn quick now.
Yes.
Yeah, not that far away.
Yeah. It's about 3 weeks and a half.
Yeah, so we talked about the supply and demand for the poultry and milk producers.
Milk, yes.
And we talked about the English community a bit in Lennoxville. Is there something else that is piquing your interest in this campaign, in this election?
Yes, all the economy is we have a lot to say about economy. If we think about the region specifically, I would look more around the airport of Sherbrooke. The airport itself will be a big economic tool.
That's very well said. Yes.
So I really believe in it for the airport itself, but all around it, there will be there's a nice, very interesting and promising industrial ground development around the airport, talking about security. I'm looking for my words. Aéroportuaire, sécurité aéroportuaire. So a lot different enterprises will be built around the airport to train, for example, our firemen, or to give training regarding everything related to security in airports. This doesn't exist in Canada right now. I think we have to go to Dallas or something like that, very far, to get all these trainings. And we know how it's important now, security in airports. So it's a very interesting and promising niche to be developed in the region. And in the same area, we can talk about Valoris, so the recycling le centre de tri, the recycling center that is really up to date. It has been completely it's a new plant, I should say, and it's very interesting what can be developed around Valoris, because we're looking at enterprise businesses that will develop green technologies. So what we can do, what can we do with all these things we recycle? So and with the what is interesting also with the Liberal program, and specifically with the investment commitment we have, so to invest a significant amount in the this is my favorite word in English, infrastructure.
I knew you were going to say that.
Infrastructure. So we are committed to put a lot of money, an additional $6 billion specifically in green technologies and green, actually in green infrastructure. I can't say that. Infrastructure.
Yes.
And another $6 billion in social infrastructures, and another $6 billion in transportation. So this is the biggest part of this program and this commitment to really reinvest in the economy, and this is a way to create job also. So, and I think these industrial ground that I was talking about around the security in airport and environmental technologies, it's very interesting and promising for the region.
All right. So is there anything that I haven't touched upon that you would like to cover?
A lot, certainly. But let's talk a little bit about the middle class and the family.
Yes.
Well, actually, what we are proposing is to a better equity in the distribution of the family allowance, for example. So giving more to the people who need more.
Okay,
I'm talking really about the family allowance.
Yes.
Because for the time being, you get the same allowance if you have, if you and I have kids of the same age and we don't have the same salary, we get the same allowance.
Yes.
So what we are proposing is that it would depend on your salary.
Makes sense.
I think so. And those families who earn more than $150,000, the couple, I mean the family, wouldn't get any more allowance to be able to give more to the others who need more.
Makes sense.
I think it does make sense. So this is one thing. And in the same thinking, we are committed to decrease the tax to the middle class. And what we call middle class in this specific tax thing, it's the people who earn between $45,000 and $90,000 per year. So it's not a family, it's one person. So those who earn, who have a salary between $45,000 and $90,000 a year would have a decrease of their tax. And on the other way, we will ask 1% more to those, We will ask more to the people who earn more than 200,000.
That makes sense too.
I think so.
Yeah.
So this is one of the orientation of the Liberal Party, to be more equitable.
Equitable, yeah. But what about the lower income?
Well, they don't pay the bracket, the tax mm-hmm. bracket, is that?
Yes.
So it's already lower. So it's really the class bit in between that okay. pays a lot. So that's mm-hmm. why we are targeting this one. And for the lower salary, we are trying to help them through the family allowance, for example.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. That makes sense. And anything else that...
Well, we have a nice a program for the veterans also.
Oh, yes?
Yes. Because in the last years, we know that we lost a few legions, but we also lost... is that what you... Yeah, legions. And we also lost a services office, yes. Canadian services office to the veterans. And so we are committed to reopen these bureau. And in our region, we're talking about the Sherbrooke Bureau. So it's the services of a doctor or a nurse or mental health assistance mm-hmm. that will be offered in these bureau. And so we are talking about reopen. Well, we're committed to reopen the office in Sherbrooke and to increase also the permanent impairment allowance, the earnings loss benefit. To create a new veterans education benefit and another big investment to support the families of the veterans. So we have a nice program for them too.
That sounds good. It comes into budget. And speaking of the budget, Mr. Trudeau stated that he would be running a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And which was quite controversial when I first heard it. And then I got to thinking afterwards, well, maybe, but I want to hear what you say about it.
Well, I will make maybe it's an easy one, but I'll make a comparison with what we
yes.
live every day.
Yes.
So if we bought a house, in the beginning we have a high mortgage.
Yes.
But let's say that after 10 years our mortgage is about, I don't know, 40%. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have paid, or 50%. We have paid 50% of our house, but we look at it and we say, well, we should repair the windows, for example. Mm-hmm. So it's responsible to say, okay, I will just increase my mortgage a little to repair my windows. So it's more or less the same thing. We are saying that the economy of Canada is good enough right now that it's the debt on the GDP ratio mm-hmm. is good enough that it's okay to just make reasonable deficit to reinvest in the economy because the interest rates are low also.
Yes.
And our infrastructures
good.
Really need to be revamped. We just have to look at our roads and bridges. And
yes.
So it's really time to reinvest and to create jobs through these infrastructures also.
That's very well explained.
So that's why we think that it's reasonable to go for a 3-year, maybe reasonable deficit to really stimulate the economy and take this opportunity to renew our roads and bridges and everything.
Yeah, and that's very well explained. That makes sense. Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Good.
Marie-Claude Bibeau for the Liberal Party, Stansted Compton. I have a hard time saying that. I don't know why, because I say it a lot. Yeah, so the election coming up very soon. Anything else you want to add or share with our listeners before we go?
Well, I think we've made a nice tour of the region.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Madame Bibeau.
Thank
and
you.
I wish you all the luck in the upcoming election.
Thank you very much.
And that was our interview with Madame Marie-Claude Bibeau of the Liberal Party running in the Compton-Stanstead region in the upcoming election. So I hope you enjoyed that interview.